Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Sabri Saran, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Yes Bank Q1 PAT surges 355% YOY to Rs. 207 crore. Supreme Court rejects telco's plea to recalculate AGR dues. High Court says probe into Amazon and Flipkart to continue. Shriram Housing Finance charts Rs. 10,000 crore AUM growth map by FY24. Tesla lobbies India to lower import taxes on EVs. Let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. Domestic benchmark indices gained for the second straight session thanks to buying in banking and FMCG counters. However, the gains were capped due to the subdued trading in the global markets. The stellar listing of Zomato grabbed most of the attention. BSE Sensex rallied about 140 points to settle just shy of the 53,000 mark. Nifty 50 ended the week at 15,857, adding 32 points. BSE Midcap Index ended in the red, whereas Small Cap Index gained mildly. Fear Gauge India VIX eased 1%. ICICI Bank and ITC led the gainers on BSE Sensex, jumping 3% each. They were followed by SBI and HCL Tech, which surged 2% each. Axis Bank, Bajaj Finserv, Tech Mahindra, Sun Pharma and Kotak Mahindra Bank added 1% each. On the flip side, L&T tanked 2%, HUL, Reliance Industries, NTPC and Asian Paints shed up to 1% each. About 470 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day, and over 180 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the day. We have Arijit Malakar from Ashika Stock Broking with us to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Do you see more IPOs from new age companies after the stellar listing of Zomato?
The rejection of plea of telecom companies for recomputation of AGR dues by Apex Court will have a negative implication on Indian telecom players, mainly to that company whose balance sheet is over-leveraged. Vodafone Idea is among the weakest players in the industry due to high debt in balance sheet and declining subscribers base. Bharti Airtel owes over 43,000 crore as a AGR dues, while Vodafone Idea has a balance payment of more than 50,000 crore. The telecom players actually urged to the court to provide them more time to pay the AGR dues as they need to earn for the payment, and for that they need to remain solvent. Definitely the rejection of the plea will impact much more to cash-strapped company like Vodafone, but it is expected that government will come up with some kind of solution to protect the industry. Further, Vodafone Idea is talking with the global funds for fresh fund infusion, which will provide the company much needed capital to stay in the business.
The Supreme Court rejected telco's plea on AGR recalculation. Will it lead to duopoly in the industry?
Indian primary market has developed and realized the potential of startups, which are disrupting the traditional business and garnering large market share in different segments. Further, Indian government is also welcoming tech IPOs by lending the support to new age technological companies. The new norms announced by SEBI, such as easier migration to the main board, decreasing holding period and special rights, have made IPO more lucrative. Moreover, Zomato's stellar listing in exchanges of 53% premium to its final offer price proved that there has been massive appetite for new age companies IPO in Indian markets. Recently, Paytm and Policybazaar are already in process of filing DRHP with SEBI for their IPOs. Other startups like Delivery, Freshworks, Flipkart and Nykaa will follow the same. So most probably in 2021, we are going to see host of new age companies coming up with their public issues.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centre Broking to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 hit 15,900 in today's session. What do the weekly charts suggest about the index?
So, if you look at the overall structure now from past almost 2 months, Nifty is stuck in the range of 15,600 to 15,950. And from the lower levels, a strong buying we have seen has emerged from the levels of 15,600. And markets are showing resilience, and we can expect Nifty to move towards 16,000 going forward. The immediate hurdle is placed at 15,900. If at all Nifty manages to break above 15,900, then definitely we can expect 16,000 levels on immediate basis. At the same time, from short-term perspective, the support has also shifted higher towards 15,700. Overall, looking at the daily moving average of 50 DMA, which is placed at 15,570, where Nifty has taken support, based on that, we can expect Nifty to continuously find support from the lower levels, and the overall structure looks positive from short-term perspective.
Nifty Bank showed decent strength recently. Where is it headed now?
So, although today we have seen an outperformance in the Bank Nifty, and it also tested the levels of 35,000, which is a psychological barrier for the Bank Nifty. But on a weekly basis, it has still underperformed compared to the Nifty index due to the recent selling pressure that we have seen in majority of the private sector bank at the beginning of the week. So overall, looking at the structure, we have seen buying coming in from the levels of 34,300 to 34,500. That is the immediate support zone for the Bank Nifty. And till the time Nifty doesn't break below those levels, we can expect breakout on the higher side. And from perspective, we can expect the levels of 35,500. And above that, the upside will definitely open up for 36,000. If we look at the volatility index in the weeks, at one point of day, at one point of time, it was trading near about 14 levels, but in last two trading sessions it fell sharply, and currently it is well in the comfort zone of below 12 levels. So looking at the overall data point, we believe that Bank Nifty from here on may lead the rally, and ICICI Bank, Axis Bank are the two preferred bet from private sector bank, and from PSU banking space, SBI would be the preferred pick from on the long side. And buying can be utilized as the dip can be utilized as a buying opportunity in the Bank Nifty as well.
Asian markets ended lower for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out edmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye bye.